came back with the same lies, the same silly phrases.
What are you saying?
He has grown greedier with the years. The first time he only wanted my money. Now he wants my love, too. Well, he came to the wrong house, and he came twice. I shall see that he never comes a third time.
And that's very powerful from the movie The Heiress, and it's a woman who's been taken or thought that someone was romantically in love with her, and she is honest with herself. She evaluates things accurately and makes a better decision. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner. My show is The Rational Basis of Happiness. I'm a clinical psychologist here to take your calls and questions on anything that's on your mind today. And you can jot down my number if you want to think about something to ask me. Pick up the phone and give me a call toll free. 1-877-DR. Dr. Kenner. That's toll free 1-877-DR-KENNER. And you can also visit my website, drkenner.com. And right now, I want to welcome Piper. You're worried about your stepmom?
I have spent a great deal of time. I'm actually getting a bachelor's in psychology. And the reason why I drew these conclusions, I think she might be a danger to herself and others, but I wanted a professional opinion.
Okay.
And it's just me being paranoid, because I'm a single mother of a one-year-old little girl.
So okay.
The paranoia kind of kicks in.
Okay, so I understand that. Tell me what you're observing.
I've noticed that if she's got aggressive behavior, and when she gets into arguments with people, she tends to threaten to kill them.
Oh.
And then this about last year, she got laid off from a factory job. And this was over the phone, and she threatened to burn down the building. And just the other month, because the camera turned up missing, she threatened to slice somebody's throat.
Okay.
And then, so.
Okay. So basically, what I'm hearing is that this is not paranoia. If she's actually been saying these things, assuming she's not a comedian and this is what she does on the side and she says it with a big smile on her face, assuming that she's genuinely serious about this, I would not want my one-year-old around her. Tell me a little bit more about what goes on with your one-year-old. Does she babysit?
No. Ever since this behavior actually really started, I don't really let her stay with my daughter unless she's supervised by me or my dad or her daughter.
Yeah.
And so that way she can be monitored at all times. And it's kind of like I trust her daddy who left us for potheads. I trust him more than her. And that's kind of a bad thing.
I would not want her around my child at all. I mean, if you're saying that she threatened to burn down her place of business and she threatens to kill people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I definitely would not want her around my child.
And the reason why I came to the conclusion of this is because she's also said of how she's had a bad childhood, of how her mama, I think, like at 16, she's been on her own and she's dealt with, since about 2010, she's dealt with over 21 years of both physical and mental abuse from her late husband. So that's what also helped me draw to the conclusion.
No, I think you're right on. I mean, I don't think there's any question about it because, number one, you've heard her say these things. It's from multiple sources. It isn't just hearsay. And she herself is saying that she has been a victim of physical abuse. And she's with, you said, the dad, and he's a pothead?
No.
I
said that I trust my daughter's dad. He's not exactly a pothead. He's trusted potheads over me, and he's really abandoned us. And so I trust him more than I do my stepmom with Kendra.
Okay.
Because that's how scared I am of her.
Okay.
And she's not only done this, like, she's done this with me and her daughter, and this morning she bit her daughter, and her daughter's, like, right now sitting in jail because of her.
Well, tell me about that. Her daughter is in jail because of her?
Because it was considered domestic assault, and because supposedly she was used in self-defense. And this kind of typical argument that they've had has been more. She's been known to hit her, like beat on her daughter, and she's been known to throw chairs. She tried to throw a Miracle-Gro at my head once. And her daughter is sitting in jail.
Do you have to have any contact with her?
Technically, my apartment is attached to my dad's house. So,
do you have any options?
Not really. I have an option of soon moving in with her dad, with my daughter's dad.
And how soon would that be?
About in a month.
Because go ahead.
I've already said that if I'm moving out, I'm getting an order of protection against her. Because I don't feel safe, and I've told my dad that I don't want her around my daughter unless she shows me proof from a therapist or a mental institution that she's okay to be around my daughter. I just don't feel safe until I've seen the paperwork.
Listen, the value at stake is so incredibly high, Piper. It's your daughter. It's your life. It's your daughter's life. You have so much information on your stepmother right now that I would definitely check out what you can do to get a no-contact order, a restraining order. Now, you may not be able to because sometimes the person actually has to have made an aggressive act towards you. But if she's already done some things, you know, you want to look into it legally to try to get some protection for yourself. The idea of having somebody there monitoring her when you're in her presence. Listen, if she's aggressive, something can flare up and she can act before even if someone's monitoring her. Actions can happen very quickly if she's that irrational. And so I'm not that comfortable with her even doing the monitoring. And secondarily, it's not a pleasure to be around in an environment where you have to monitor not just your daughter's playfulness, you know, make sure she doesn't bump into a little table, but you have to monitor whether someone's going to become aggressive towards you or your daughter. You know, that's an environment. You know, I know somebody who steals money from people's purses, a kleptomaniac, they call it, but I think they're a thief. And I don't like being in that person's presence because what do I have to focus on every time I'm around them? My purse, right? Other people's purses. And so I don't like the pressure of having to constantly monitor when I want to be enjoying my friend's company, not that particular one, but my other friends that are there. So yours is far more serious than just a pickpocket. Yours is talking about your own physical safety and to put yourself and your daughter in that environment. You don't want to do that to yourself. In addition to that, you sound intelligent. You're back in school. You're getting your bachelor's in psychology, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
And you're learning from that. So kudos to you. Congratulations. Because, go ahead.
It's not just that. I've also spent a great deal of time watching Criminal Minds throughout my senior year in high school. I've focused on the criminals. My senior paper was on the mind of a serial killer because I think minds fascinate me at how they work and how they could be saved.
Okay. What I would recommend to you, highly recommend to you, is also to focus on the mind of decent people because you not only do you need to protect yourself from criminals, but you want to search out better people so that you can really enjoy good people in your life. So look at both ends of the spectrum so that you don't feel like the world is populated with criminals. There is a very good book, Inside the Criminal Mind, by Stanton Samenow. And to counter that, I would recommend reading my favorite novel, which is Atlas Shrugged. You would need to be on vacation, though. because if you read it when you're in school, you'll probably enjoy the book so much that you won't want to study. But listen, I wish you the best, and I wish you a lot of safety and love with your daughter. You said her name's Kendra?
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. And
her name's Kendra, and I actually consider her my salvation because I went through a great deal of depression with her father.
Wonderful. Listen, thank you for the call.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance, the Serious Romance Guidebook by clinical psychologist Dr. Ellen Kenner and Dr. Edwin Locke.
Even though you may already understand a lot about your partner, knowing him or her is a continuous learning process that takes years. Here are some aspects of your partner you'll want to find out about. What are your partner's intellectual interests? What does your partner like to discuss, learn, read, and think about? What hobbies and sports does your partner enjoy and why? What types of art or recreational pursuits does your partner like and why? Asking why helps you and your partner define some of your core values. What are your partner's favorite and least favorite foods and drinks? What is your partner's personal style? Do you know his or her favorite color, style of clothing, and decorating preferences?
You can download Chapter 1 for free by going to drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.